Good morning, Pilgrim. It's a beautiful morning here in Hillsboro. Sun's shining brightly. 39 degrees early this morning. It's going to get up 73, 74. Been doing that now for several days. I'm really enjoying spring weather. I love spring weather. Hyacinths are blooming. All kinds of things blooming here in the backyard. Great to have eyes. Let's see. 18 March 1866, a sermon by Charles Spurgeon. I took a bit of it here. Going to read it for you. Eyes opened. And God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. Genesis 21:19. You know, through the fall, the spiritual taste of man became perverted. So that he puts bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. He chooses the poison of hell and loathes the bread of heaven. He licks the dust of the serpent and he rejects the food of angels. Spiritual hearing. Yeah, the hearer became grievously injured. For man naturally no longer hears God's word, but he stopped his ears at his maker's voice. Let the preacher, the gospel minister, charm, never so wisely yet, is the unconverted soul like a deaf adder, which hears not the charmer's voice. Spiritual feeling, by virtue of our depravity, is fearfully deadened. Whether the thunders of Sinai or the turtle notes of Calvary claim his attention, whether we hear the gospel or the law, it doesn't matter. We don't want to hear it. Man is resolutely deaf to both. Even the spiritual smell, the senses with which man should discern between that which is pure and holy and that which is unsavory to the Most High has become defiled, and now man's spiritual nostrils, while unrenewed, derives no enjoyment from the sweet savor which is in Christ Jesus, but seeks after the putrid joys of sin. As with other senses, so it is with man's sight. He's so spiritually blind that things most plain and clear he cannot and will not see. The understanding, which is a soul's eye, is covered with scales of ignorance. And when these are removed by the finger of instruction, the visual orb is still so affected that it sees men as trees walking. Our condition is thus most terrible, but at the same time, it affords ample room for a display of the splendors of divine grace. So, dear friends, we are naturally so entirely ruined that if saved, the whole work must be of God, and the whole glory must crown the head of the triune Jehovah, because we can do nothing ourselves. He's got to do it. Silent mouths, blind eyes, deaf ears, other non-functioning features are the Bible's description of idols. Psalm 115:4-8. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see, they have ears but do not hear, noses but do not smell, they have hands but do not feel, feet but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. But those who make them, they become like them. Idols. Work of human minds. Make themselves to be gods. They got mouths, but they speak blasphemies. They got eyes, but they don't see God. They have ears. They won't hear the word. They have noses. But they seek out foul-smelling things, the evil things. They have hands. They don't feel. Their hands are like their hearts. They don't feel. They have feet. They won't walk to God. They walk in the way of Balaam. make a sound in their throat. But it makes no sense. Yeah, those who make idols are like them. They're useless. They're dumb. Just some thoughts. I'm going to take you now to the road to Emmaus from Luke 24, beginning at verse 13. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking to each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking, discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and he went with them. But their eyes never kept from recognizing him. And Jesus said to them, "What is this conversation that you're holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he, Jesus, said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." "Yes, and besides all this, it's now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning. And when they didn't find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they didn't see." And he said to them, Jesus said to them, "Oh, foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us. First toward evening, the day is far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, he blessed and broke it, and he gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight, and they said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And he rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And he found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen again and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. "Oh, foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. We should learn from this. We've got to read the Word of God daily. We've got to be in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We've got to read the whole Bible. The whole Bible is God's Word. We've got to be in it. We've got to be studying it with prayer, with the Holy Spirit teaching us, with prayer, with the Holy Spirit teaching us. We can't sit around waiting for visions, waiting for some revelation to drop out of the sky, like some people tell us we should do. We've got to be in the Word of God like Jesus Christ did. Our Savior read the Word of God. He He studied it. So ought we. So ought we. God bless Pilgrim. Have a blessed, blessed day with Jesus. God bless.